This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Marc Boulanger. The Africa-US Summit, which was held in Washington August 4th to 6th, was focused on developing African economies. Unionists attending the summit wanted to make sure the views of labor were recognized in the discussions. I talked to Imani Countess about the summit. Ms. Countess is the Africa Regional Director for the AFL-CIO's Solidarity Center. I asked her first, what was the major goal of the unionists at the summit?
The major focus, quite frankly, was to simply be present, and we were successful in that. We were very concerned that any U.S. conversation discussing economic development, trade and investment in Africa couldn't happen without labor being present, couldn't happen without people understanding how foundational decent work, labor rights, and how foundational these issues are to overall economic growth and development. We were there, we were present, and we were present in our numbers. We had a delegation of almost 40 labor leaders from 11 countries in Africa, along with leadership of the AFL-CIO. And we were present throughout the civil society forums and the various discussion groups, which covered everything from inclusive development to closing space to the Africa Growth and Opportunity Act. And we were able to work with our government to create a special space for labor, a discussion stream on promoting decent work. This was uniquely different. Summits with Africa around development issues are not new, right? China regularly has these types of international summits, but labor is not present. The EU has had summits with African nations. Labor has not been present. In this summit, labor was present.
There is some evidence that significant economic development is happening in Africa. What role should labor be playing in promoting this development?
Part of the overall narrative around Africa at this point in time is been captured by this phrase, Africa's rising, right? So there's a lot of excitement internationally about the fact that some of the fastest growing economies on the planet, quite frankly, are in Africa. There are new developments in the extractive industry, so oil and gas finds, coal deposits, and so on. And then, of course, we're all aware of the strategic minerals and so forth that are plentiful throughout the African continent. So there's this new interest, this new narrative of Africa's rising and excitement around these growth rates. The problem is that these growth rates are not accompanied by decent work. It's jobless growth. This economic growth is characterized by deepening inequality and a growth of the informal economy in Africa. So our message was that we can't have inclusive economic development if one is not using these resources and using this interest to promote the creation of new jobs, decent work, industrialization in Africa. So there has to be, as one is looking at promoting investment in Africa, that investment has to be pro-employment as opposed to the continued emphasis and support for growth that is strictly benefiting a very small minority.